Start your day. It's over. Have a Yossi Cohen.
Morning, Rabbi Sai. First of all, those of you who have been zeicha to hear the shiurim of my good friend of Shlomo Roberts over the last few days might find that I have not got that much to add, because I'm sure you heard it all from him already. But Afa became, every year we say the same nusach of the Agoda, year in, year out. So nishkefalach, if you hear the same word twice, you know, it's a good chazorah. Begin with the pasuk. Sasa noichi al imro secha kemoitse shalol rov. David HaMelech in Tehillim. There's a famous vart attributed to Reb Kivega, some say the Gaon, where he explains this pasuk of David HaMelech. Sasa noichi al imro secha. I am happy and enjoy your divrei Torah kemoitse shalol rov. Like a person that finds a great treasure. Moshe Lamad HaVadoyma, he says, let's say for example, a man, did something great for his country. He accomplished a great victory, a great salvation. So they rewarded him. They said that he's entitled to go into the king's treasury with a bag, and he can spend a couple of minutes there filling up this bag. One bag they can fill up. Okay, so he goes in. What does he see there? He sees rooms upon rooms and shelves upon shelves, stacked and packed with gold and silver and jewelry and rare paintings and all sorts of fantastic things which are worth so much. Where do I start? So he has to decide what's he going to put into his bag. How much can fit in one bag? He's not to take out one bag. And he fills up his bag. And when his bag is full, he looks around and sees, look how much he's left behind. He's left behind such a huge, vast amount of wealth there. So he's happy with what he has. But at the same time, he has this feeling, this twinge of regret in his heart. Well, if only I could take more. So they say, Sasa noich adim rasecha, kumoich shalom rov. A person sometimes, imagine Rikivega, he's gathered in Torah, and he saw the breadth and the depth of what Torah has to offer. Haruka meres midah rechava miniyam. And how much can we take away in our short lifespan? He sees, because he was zeicha to say, a flash of lightning, of greatness, to see how much Torah is. So he was, Sasa noich adim rasecha, kumoich shalom rov, like a person who finds it's a huge shalom, a huge treasure, and yet, how much can I take already? How much can I take of it in my understanding for what there is of Torah? When I stand at home and I look at my shelves of Haggadahs, I have, Baruch Hashem, over the years accumulated over 50 Haggadahs. I stand and look at the shelves, you know, how on earth possibly am I going to manage? Each one is packed with so much divrei Torah, and I'm supposed to take out from this for one night of Leila Seder. I'm just overwhelmed. I always have this feeling, you know, where shall I start? So generally, I try and take one Haggadah, and through that, somehow, use that mainly for the Leila Seder. So this year, I'm using the Haggadah, Eyunei Haggadah, which is a Haggadah written by Avraham Yitzchok Basel, Zichrono Livracha, the father-in-law of Elo ben Chaslivi. He was nifter just last year, big time the Chacham, lived in Eretz Yisrael, was Rosh Shiva and a Rav, and he's got a remarkable Haggadah, Eyunei Haggadah, it's called. So, on the lines of what he says, with a couple of Aesophis as well. Let me begin with the question. The famous Maam Chazal, which is at the foundation of all our Chiyuv, Chayev Adam, a person is obligated, Chayev, say Chazal, Liruses Atzmoy, Ke'ilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. And the question is, surely he could have said, this lesson, Liruses Atzmoy, to see himself. I would have thought, Chayev Adam, Lachshoiv, to think, Letzayer, to imagine, Lirois es atzmoi ki ilu hu yotzim mitzrayim. What's this lirois es atzmoi? So perhaps we can explain it like this. Now God begins, Vafilu kolonu chachomim, kolonu novoinim, kolonu zukeinim, mitzvah aleinu lesape b'tzias mitzrayim. So he brings that, he heard from Mashkiach, Reb Chaskel zechoyin en nevrocha. Reb Chaskel asks, what do you mean, Vafilu kolonu chachomim? Even if we are chachomim, even if we are novoinim, adarabba, on the contrary, The wiser a person is, the greater, the more learned the person is, the more of a reason that he should have so much to say about the Haggadah, surely. What do you mean, Afilu? You would say, Afilu Yelodim, Afilu simple people also have got a mitzvah, you would have thought. Like it says, Afilu, a poor man is a Chuyav Haseva. Afilu, no, we say afilu, even kolana chachamim. What does that mean? Even kolana chachamim? Chayra adarabba. She said, no. Here the chiddush is, you might have thought that these great wise people who knew about Maisa Merkava, you know about the highest things, the loftiest things they knew and they could speak about. You might have thought they therefore should delve into these deep inyonim of Kabbalah and the great chiddushim they had on these inyonim. So we say, no. Mitzvah aleinu lesapir. Simply to tell over. As the Pasuk says, the man to sape ba'ozni vincha or ve'bincha esa she'esalalti v'mitzrayim. Simply to say over the story, what happened, the experience, the medrashim, just push it to go over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, starting from the Torah of the Shibud, to feel it, go into it, and then slowly to unfold how the whole Ge'ula came about, the Makkos, and talk about, and describing it, and feeling it, and experiencing it. That's what we're saying. Even Chachamim should do no more than that. Push it to saper. Tell over. And that's what Gedol Yisrael did in all generations. That's what they did. They simply told over to the children, to the families, to strengthen, to give them the Yisoid, the Chizuk, and Amunah, which is more than anything. And he describes it, the Moshel, Gevaldige Moshel. A father goes abroad. He goes, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael. In those days when it was rare to go to Eretz Yisrael. I remember the first time we went to Eretz Yisrael as a Bacha from Yeshiva. Imagine you go to these places, the first time you go to the Kosel, you go to Kever Rochel, you go to Maros Machpelah, you go to the Kibbutz Tzadikim, you go to the Tzadikim, Achaim, mention the Steipel, Zachayim Nevrocha, etc. So you go there, you come back. What's the most important thing now when you come back? To tell over. You can gather your friends around you, or let's say the father comes back. And he's full of excitement, and he can't wait to tell over this thing that he experienced there. So the children gather around, and he starts telling them, I went there, and I went here, and I went to the coastal, can you imagine? And I went to Maros Machpelah, and I saw this person, and I travelled the breadth and length of the land, and what I was able to see. The fact that he, when he's sitting on the plane on the way back, he can't wait to have the chance to tell over. And the more excited he is, the more enthusiastic, the more the children lap it up. They're hearing everything. Now, when he takes out, he's talking about what he did. He takes out a picture of the coastal. See this is the coastal? Yes, we've seen the coastal on the wall. Look at it. What can you see different in this picture of the coastal? What can you see on it? Look carefully. Well, I'm standing there. It's me at the coastal. Look. Can you see? Yeah, I'm there. Wow. My daddy's standing there at the coastal. And he's standing there in this place. And he's together with this girl who took a picture of himself. Chayv Adam Liris Es Atzmo. He has to see himself in the picture. When he's telling over the experience of his years in Mitzrayim, he should be able to say it in such a way, see, I'm there, we are there, we actually experienced it. And that way, he's much more enthusiastic and excited about it. That's why it can be mashrish deep into the children, the b'chizuk v'emunah. The children come away from the Leil HaSeder like they've heard this marvelous story, how the father experienced all the excitement on his trip, and they come away thinking, wow, that was so good. And they really enjoyed it. Why? Because the father was so enthusiastic about it. That's why. Because he experienced it and he couldn't wait to tell it over his experiences. You go away on a good vacation, you come back, no one to tell about it. Yeah. Well, what do you get from it? You know? Let me tell you about it. You need to stop someone in shul and tell him about it. And tell your own children it's marvelous. So that's the chayav amliris es atzmoi. See yourself in it. That way, I experienced it by telling these nisim the way it was. Each detail. And the more excitement you could put into it, the deeper it will go into the children's psyche, and the more the emunah will be built to mechazik them, which is the yisoid of Yerushalayim, the emunah in the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and the emunah in Yichud Hashem, and Hashgacha Pratis. That's what it's all about. And it says, the man, tesaper, be'oznei vincha. What's be'oznei vincha? What does Rashi say, beginning of a Yigash? Rashi says, yidaber na'adova be'oznei adoini, said Yehuda to Yosef. Says Rashi, Yikonso Dvarai Ba'oznecha, Ba'ozne, let my words go into your ears, understand them, listen to them. Same thing, Laman Tesape Ba'ozne Bimcha, the same word. Ba'ozne, not just saying over by rote, it's got to be telling over the children, hear and listen. The more excited you are, the more it'll go into their hearts. And the more you experience it, the more you will be excited about it. And there am I, Liris is out of my, I'm there in the picture, can you see me? I'm right there. They say all about the Israelis. The Israelis come to Chutz Laaretz, the other way around. They come to Chutz Laaretz and they are mitztalem everywhere they go. And it's talam tipo, it's talam tishom. I was in this place. They've got pictures of everybody who went. They only go to the pictures, to the places to take the pictures to show that they're there. So I can prove you I went there. Look, I'm there next to the Buckingham Palace, and I'm there next to the Trafalgar Square, all these places. So it's the, again, the fact that Liris is atzmoi, they are part of the picture. And that's all the cheshit which they have. And the children are so, they're thirsty and they want to hear, they can't wait to hear more about it. And that's what the Haggadah continues, my sibra blaza, and all these great tanoim show him a saprim with tears mashaim kolosalaila. Masaprim, that's all he did. Doesn't say you lomdim, or mamikim, any other word. They were simply masapir, and that's what they told over these madrashim. And they described it. The more we describe it, and the post continues, Masaper Esasha Hisalalti Bimitraim. The Torah wants us to bring out here Masalalti Mirashisichakti, how I mocked Paroi. To describe that, Aparoi was a man who thought, I am the great God. And he had reason to believe that. Because since Yaakov Avinu came to him, whenever he went down to the Nile, the river rose to meet him. Now, what would you think if that happened to you? You'd think, wow, you know, not bad. I come down to the river Nile, and the water goes out to me. Unbelievable, I'm Shanes. So anybody in his right mind would begin to think about himself, he's a God. And that's what he thought. And that's what he promoted to all his people. They all thought he was a God. Can't really blame him. The only problem was that once in a while he couldn't quite be a god. Because once in a while he had to realize that he was physical and he had to do his physical needs. So what did he do? So he had this special tunnel built from his palace, from his throne, secret tunnel which went down to the Nile. And he told the people that every morning he goes down there to bless the Nile because he's the god after all, and that's what helps the Nile come up. And that's what he does. The problem is he was caught in the act doing something which wasn't such a blessing to the Nile. So from that on, so all that this is Salalti, bring out this Maisi, picture this, his Salalti even trying Paroi, you know, shown up for what he was. And so on. And as the Makkas developed, you know, one can talk a whole day and a whole night, which we're supposed to, about each Makkah in itself describing it. That's Leman Tesape. Now this mitzvah of the Gadotol Levincha, you should tell your child. So it brings the question, Be'emes, you should tell your child. What's this extra special mitzvah tonight, V'gadot Olavincha? Extra mitzvah. There's a mitzvah the whole year round. We say in Kriya Shema, V'shinantom levanecha. V'limadotem v'yisam es b'neichem. There's always a mitzvah to teach your children. And obviously, in teaching them, you say this Sivamunna, and it's in Tzias Mitzrayim. Talk about Tzias Mitzrayim. So what's V'gadot Olavincha b'yema huleimor? There's a special mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. Why, in which way is it different? So he says it's different. Because normally, we know, as most of us do, we pass on this mitzvah. Yeah, you mekayin the mitzvah of getting a melamed. You send it to shul, you send it to cheder, you send it to school, you send it to yeshiva, and you pay the melamed, and hopefully he does a good job. Right? Are you mekayin your mitzvah? Yes, absolutely. Because you maybe are not capable, or you don't have time, wherever it is, to be able to sit down and teach the children. So you mekayin, lemadetem oysom espenechem. On Leila Seder, there's a mitzvah, v'yigadto levincha. You have got the mitzvah. You can't be carrying the mitzvah for getting a malamed to teach him. You might get someone to teach your child this mitzvah sedra, that's okay. You're carrying the mitzvah with that. But you can't be carrying your mitzvah by getting a malamed to teach him. You teach him, you can do it better than me. You can do a good job. You've got all the equipment and you can tell him the stories. No, you have the mitzvah. Because there's nothing like a father who's excited about something and gives it over to his children. And that way it goes deep into the children's mind and heart more than anything else. Yes, you might hear a lesson and then hear a vault and then hear the prayer of the Haggadah. But where does he really get the message? The Masoiras from Doi Ladoi. I heard it from my father. He heard it from his father, stretching all the way back to Sinai. And I'm telling you, like the Chinuch Taka says that Loshen, Ein ha'ovois manchilim shekel ibnehem. A child knows. If my father's telling me this, then it must be the truth. And the bigger and the stronger way he gives it over, the more. And here we come to a shafa vault from the Chasam Sofer. How important it is, the father taka, to give it over in a way that the child feels and gets the message deep down. Chasam Sofer says, I'm ready to give up. He says in Haggadah, we're talking about the Rosha. V'kimin sh'oizis atum min haklal, kof arba ikar, v'af ato hakei shinov. Set his teeth on edge, right? Giving him an answer, a sarcastic answer, which was a sour answer, which, right? that Ilu Hashem lo yayinigo. It's not relevant to you bichlal. It says the Chafim Sofer, we find this lashon hakei shinov in Nach. It's a pasuk in Yirmiya, and a pasuk in Cheskel. The pasuk says, "Ovois achlu boiser." The fathers ate the sour, unripe grapes. "V'shinei bonim tikheno," and the teeth of the children were set on edge. And it's referring to the fact that the Novi is saying the fathers did the averus, and the children were the ones who got punished, as the Torah tells us that if the children keep up oichus maise ovois, they still do the averus, then they're the ones who get punished. Ovois achlu boiser, the fathers ate the sour grapes. Of shinei bonav tikano, same lashon hakei shino. So he says, only the Chasam Sofer can say this. He says, b'kiven shehoyis yitzatim laklal kofar beikar va'af ato, va'af ato. These words are nidrash lefonov ula'achrov. That kofar beikar goes on the father as well. Va'af ato. And then hakei shinov, meaning that it's the fathers, if their Yiddishkeit was a watered-down version, a diluted version, a version of mulumoda. Yeah, they sat down to the seder, okay, let's get on with the job, come on, read it through, kosis, and get a move on, right, waiting for the matzah, oh, Shulchan Aruch, can't wait for the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the main thing, and that's what they've done. That kind of Yiddishkeit is never going to get through. Don't be surprised if your son comes along afterwards and says, what do we need it for? What is it all about? And this refers also to all areas of Yiddishkeit. It might be the davening, it might be the learning, it might be the siyas mitzvahs. If ochlu boisei says, the sour grapes refers to the, we won't call it apricosis of the father, but the fact, a schmeckchen, a bit. And then there's a certain sourness in their Yiddishkeit. It's already fermenting, it's not the way it should be. Ovois ochlu boisei, and therefore, the hakei shinov goes back in them as well. As he says, if you wouldn't have eaten boiser, if you, your Yiddishkeit wouldn't be sour, then you wouldn't have to be hakei shinov of the children. So it's va'af ato hakei shinov. If you've got such a son, then you've got to question yourself, what did I do wrong perhaps here? If my Yiddishkeit would have been vibrant and alive and with love and excitement and enthusiasm, then that would have passed over. What do you expect? If he sees his davening and the father's davening and the mitzvahs and learning and stocker is very diluted and watered down, then what can you expect from the child? What do I need this for? Let me enjoy life. I can't see you enjoying Yiddish guy, so why should I? That's the af ato. So you see from here, only he can say such a sharp word. Taichin agoda. Abakoponim, look at the other side. The more excited we are, the more enthusiastic we are by preparation and thinking about it, and they're describing the nisim, the way they went on, then it's you're experiencing it, you're part of the picture that way. When you tell over the child how much you enjoyed it and excited your trip, then they really lap it up, every word you say, and they can't wait to see the pictures and see how you're part of it. So that's the, therefore it has to be that. That's the af ato hakei shino. So we spoke about the fact that the father's got a special mitzvah, he himself, not to be passed on to anybody else, a precious mitzvah. And the more you prepare for it, the better. But besides that, there's the Mavusta Shaila as well, which all the Mepharshim speak about, Shoinim, Achronim. What actually is added in this mitzvah of Yigadot Olavimcha? There's a mitzvah, Schiris Mitzrayim, every day of the year. So, different Pshatim, Lomda Sahin, Lomda Sahin. So, he says like this. He says another question that the Mashkiach Shechonei Bracha used to ask. Comes Rosh Hashanah, there's a day of Malchus. Malchus, yeah? Imru lefonai Malchus, shete kapluni aleichem. Day when it's supposed to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean? Every day we have the mitzvah twice a day. Shema Yishon Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. So what's this extra thing on Rosh Hashanah that comes about? Imru lefonai Malchus. And the answer is that the day when we mekabel Malchus, the day is Rosh Hashanah. It's the day of the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to the degree that we're mekabel malchus on that day, we're filling our batteries for the whole year to be able to be mekabel malchus the whole year. In other words, our Hashem Echad, to what degree do we say that, intensity we say that, depends on the degree that we're mekabel malchus on Rosh Hashanah. Same thing here as well. Of course, there's a mitzvah Schiris Mitzrayim in order to strengthen our munah, remember the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the big boss in every way, every day of the year. But it depends to the degree, the night that is mesugel lazeh, It's the Leil Amuna is the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that for that night, there's a special mitzvah, Leman Tizkor, and actually he says beautifully that's what the pasuk says. Pasuk shat in the pasuk. Just look at this pasuk. The pasuk which talks about mitzvah, the mitzvah of eating matzah. Dvarim tes zayin gimel. So the pasuk says, don't eat chometz. 7 days eat matzah lechem oini. Ki v'chipozlo in your tosim eretz b'shayim. You're taken out with haste. Leman, in order. Tizkor, you should remember, as Yoim Tzeischom Eretz Mitzrayim, Koyim Mechayecha. That's what it says here. So why do we, the mitzvahs of Matzah and Tzipri Tzis Mitzrayim are there, Lema'an, in order that you should be Zeuche, Koyim Mechayecha, every day of your life. So it all stems from the night of Pesach. To the degree, the more a person is Mitzchazik his Emunah on this night and passes on to the children, is a special night. And we could do enormous work and great depth in Chizuk HaEmunah to last us throughout the year. And then every time you say, during the year, you say, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it won't be just a bland statement, it'll be, that Emunah which I got on the Leil HaSeder, that is what's now fueling my Emunah throughout the year. Leman, in order to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the mitzvahs we should do that night. Out of all the things that Haggadah tells us, that these great Tanoim, the Blessed, Mishua, etc., spoke about, the Gis of the Rambam goes, Omar Lahem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It is a continuation. It's not two separate things. Omar Lahem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them. What did he say to them? He said, And he dashed in this posuk, Leman Tizkor, Kolim Mechayecha. You should remember all the days of your life. Why did he say only that? Because he was saying here, to what degree do we have to talk about the Mechazik, the Emunah in Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the night of Pesach? To the degree, well, it'll stretch even to the Leilois. What the Leilois? The Leilois are the dark, long nights of Golos. Mikralis are being oppressed and they're undergoing Tzoros, or a person in his own life. Even then, the Emunah should be so strong that we should be able to tap into that Emunah to mechazek our difficult matzovim. We all go through difficult times in life, and Klal Yisrael as a whole, we're in Golus. And those the Chazal say, Golus is doma lalayla. It's a night, compared to the time, the bright time when Klal Yisrael had the Gola. It's dark. And therefore, when the Man Tisko, they wanted to say, the Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim, which they filled the batteries that night, Omre Amarav Nazaria, that Man Tisko should be able to remember, Koyle Mechayecha, what's Koyle? Even Valelois, even at night, even the difficult times, you should also be able to draw on the Chizuk V'Emunah to be able to carry you through even the dark times, the difficult times, because that as well. And so the Haggadah begins with Ho Lachmo Anyo Yacholo Avosono Ba'arad Mitzrayim. Just a nice remez, Ho Lachmo Anyo. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daftes, Gemara says that Kolanoisin pruta la'oni, a person gives a pruta to an oni, quoting from the pasuk in Yeshaya, which we say in the Haftorah on Yom Kippur, where it says, Misparach b'sheish brachos, you get 6 brachos. You give a pruta to an oni, you're zeicha, I'll be the novi Yeshaya to 6 brachos. V'hamafaisa b'dvorim, if you pacify him and say a nice word to him as well, you don't just give him the money and close the door, take him inside and say, how can I help you, how's life, etc. Give him a few nice words. Faisa b'dvarim misbarach b'yud aleph brachis 11. So you get much more for the kind word than the actual tzedakah. And it combines both together at 17. That's the mitzvah. It's so important to be able to say a nice word. You say, this merum is, we start off the Haggadah, ho lachma anyo. Ho, hey aleph, is 6. That's for the lachma. For the lachma, for giving him the lechem, is hey aleph, is 6. Yeah? Ho lachma anyo, but for the anyo, what does anyo mean? As Chazal say, she'oinin olot dvorim harbe, it's a lotion answering, speaking, for the an, yo, there's yud aleph. For that, there's 11. So for the lachma, we're giving him the lechem, there's a ho, there's 6. Oh, for the an, for the speaking, the oine, that's yud aleph brachas. Ho lachma anu, the achol avasona ba'arad mitzrayim. So here, because it's called lechem oini. Now this lotion lechem oini comes from this pasuk, yeah? Shivas yomim techelol of matzah is lechem oini. Why is it called lechem oini? So Rashi says, Lechem, Shemazkir, which reminds Ha'oini, the poverty, the difficulty, the affliction, Shenis'anu b'Mitzrayim, that they were afflicted in Mitzrayim. Then the pasuk continues, Ki, v'chipozi notos emeretz Mitzrayim, because he went out in a rush. What was that? That was the bread, says Rashi, for the hispik, b'teikam l'achmitz, as we say in Agada. There wasn't time for their dough to rise, because there was such a rush to get out of Mitzrayim. So, well, what is matzah? So matzah is both. So the Rabban says, they're both in Yonim, in this pasuk. Mitzad echad, it's the lechem oini, the bread of affliction, which they ate then. And mitzad sheni, it's also the bread of the geula. It's both. And the Gemara Taka says, there's a kriik siv. It's written one way, read another way. It's red oini, which in Lashon she'o oinin olav dvorim harve. We have to save the Haggadah and the Halel over the matzah. And it's written oni, in Lashon poor. So it's both poor. As the Gemara explains, it's poor, because like an oni, oni always breaks up his bread in half, keeps half for another day. And an oni is who masik the ishta oifa, there's not enough wood to go around whilst the baking is right, they have to do the work together. And then it's oni as well. But what's the connection between these two things? So there's a marvelous idea here, how oni and oni are connected. As Rashi says, what was the lechem oni? Lechem oni was the fact that it reminds us of the Mitzrayim, the work they did. Now, the Sfarno says earlier that the Oini was symbolized by the fact that the Mitzrayim did not give them time. They oppressed them, pressurized them. Right, you've got 3 minutes now for lunch and back to work. What can I do in 3 minutes? Make a bit of dough, bake it, can't rise, and that's that, back to work. This terrible oppression, which is the symbol of servitude of Avdus. A person's free, he's got his own free time. He's a ben chayrin. But they weren't. They had this terrible oil on them, this yoke of avdus, non-stop. That was the oini. When they went out, it was kivichi pozi. Zakhar Shpacha said to them, there's no time now. We have to go. Immediately. There's no time for baking bread. It's matzah. So the same thing, the same chipozoin, the same yoke, the same, shall we call it, pressure, which they had during the Avdus, the same pressure was at the same time when it went out. Isn't that interesting? It was there and there. It was oini and chipozoin. Why? Because we're taught here that we didn't go out from Paro's Avdus to be free men as such. We went from Avdei Paro to be Avdei Hashem. It went from one to the other. Immediately, the transition was absolute. There never was a time where we weren't yet Avdei Hashem. And the Medrash says, the Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, say that we are now no longer Yo Avodim, we are Avdei Hashem. And Paro said it, he stated it clearly, says the Medrash. So we went from that. And therefore, the very acts of oppression and pressure that we had to the Mitzrayim, we now did that to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Rabbeinu Shleilam, now we are forced to go quickly because you're telling us to go quickly because of your person, your tzasa. And that way, the Avdus went from Paro to Hashem. It's from the Oini, from the Anios to Oin Lav Dvarim Harbe. Yes, now Rabbeinu Shleilam is putting us under pressure. And we've got to do that. And I heard a Moridik and Maisa, which brings up this point. There was a Yid who suffered greatly during the war. He was in the camps. And he came out, he was a broken man, he'd lost his family. He was wandering around, and he ended up in Stockholm, of all places, in Sweden. And what are you going to do there? A Yid in Golos. And he heard, amazingly, that a chava of his, who had also been through the camps, was also there, he'd settled there. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So he found out where he was, and he went and knocked on his door. And the Yid welcomed him, took him inside. This poor, broken neshama took him inside and gave him a meal and had a shmooze with him. And he gave him a room and he gave him a bed. Mama, she was M'chaim Mason. Fine. So he's there sleeping his first night in a comfortable bed with a nice warm quilt and a pillow. And he's sleeping there. 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock on the door. He sits up. Someone's knocking on his door. So he, rubs his teeth from his eyes, goes and opens the door. And there is his host, his chav is standing there, and he says to him, come. I say, what come? Where come? Come. No. We're going to learn. To learn? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Meshuggah, what happened to you? No. Come. I'll explain you later. Come, we're going to learn. He wouldn't say anything. You have to learn with me now. Sit down, and he learns with him for an hour, in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. So he finished learning. So he says, what's all this about? He says, I'll tell you. We were together in the camps. Yeah. We were together sleeping on those boards there, if you can call them whatever you want to call it. in those boards, what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning? Those are showing me Machshem when they woke us up to be go to Appel, Dafka, the Rishis, yeah. Even sleep in the wilderness, Sam. They woke us up at 3 o'clock in the morning, we had to stand there for hours in the freezing cold. That's what we did for them. If we did that for them, we can do that for the Rabbeinu Shlomo as well. And that's why I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because yes, we're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had to do it for them, we had to serve those Rishayim. We're doing this for you. We're doing the same avdus. We're carrying it over and showing, yes, we are your avodim to the extent that we were their avodim. That's why he did it. And that's what the Torah is telling us here. It was lechem oini, and now it's v'chipazoin. But that same, to the same degree of avdus that we did for Paroi, we are now avdi Hashem. And if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, then it's v'chipazoin yotzosa. Yes, we still haven't got time. We're still in a rush. You know, let us free. Give us a minute. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've just been avodim till now. No. Now that same avdus we're carrying over. The avodas Hashem, we channel all the avdus and all that pressure into the avodas Hashem. Obviously, it's b'simcha. And we do it b'simcha, then we yotza. And that's how it should be. And by doing our mitzvah, especially B'leil HaSeder, with enthusiasm and b'simcha, that'll get right deep into the hearts and minds of our children, Be'ezer Hashem, and the Doiris, and B'zeich mentioned, the Gadol Doiris, Shalom Yimarochim, and kind of the mitzvahs.